Well, it's that time once again to shine the spotlight on the work of Feed My Sheep Ministries in the city of Fresno. It is a church in West Fresno. It's a place called Inner City Outreach, connecting people with jobs and occupations and entrepreneurship at Tulare and E, right at the border of downtown and West Fresno. It's outreach into the community. It's a whole bunch of different things. It's car shows. It's block parties. It's going out and reaching the folks in neighborhoods and partnering with churches to do the kingdom work. And not surprisingly, as I'm beginning to broadcast today, Bruce Hood is on the phone. Again, I don't know why the man just doesn't have the phone surgically attached to his head. That's what he needs to do, because he spends most of his day on the phone, well, in addition to driving a couple of hundred miles around the Fresno area. So to start off today's program, we have a guest from the Malaga County Water District. It's Chris Lopes. Hiya, Chris.
Hi, how are you, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. Now, why the heck do we have an inspector for the Malaga County Water District on Feed My Sheep's broadcast?
Well, actually, what we do, we work together, Pastor Hood and I, as far as a car show event. I come here a lot for our community, Malaga community. He does all our T-shirts, all our flyers, business cards. We hooked up with him for about a couple of years ago, and we built a partnership, and so we work well together. We sponsor each other's shows, and that's what's happening this weekend over at Malaga Saturday. We have a show at Malaga Park at 3582 South Winery. It's going to be for a kid by the name of Joseph, 12-year-old little boy that's on a wheelchair that needs a special bike. All proceeds are going for him. It's a very special event. Pastor Hood will be out there advertising his programs and what he does as well. And all the proceeds will be going towards him, towards Joseph. We have trophies in all categories of cars. We have a 10-foot trophy for best overall.
10 foot?
Yeah, 10-foot trophy.
That's a honking trophy.
Yeah, last year the guy that won it, he actually had to take it apart.
Had to rent a U-Haul to take it home.
Yeah. It's a nice family atmosphere show. I've been doing it for over 15 years. It's always a different program depending what's going on in our community. We've done it anything from Hurricane Katrina to St. Jude's Hospital to McDonald's House. We did for a gentleman of last year that lost both of his legs and part of his arm in Afghanistan. We raised approximately $5,000 for him. So that's what the show is all about, helping people out.
Wow, that's great. So, I mean, it's okay and cool to have a car show, but it seems like when you get together to have a car show, there's always something very special behind it.
Absolutely. And it makes it worth it, and it's nice when you can do something for someone else. I look around and I can count my blessings, and it's nice when we can bless someone else.
So again, as you're hearing this on Saturday, if you're hearing this Saturday morning, that car show with the folks, Chris Lopes and the folks at Malaga, what are the hours that's taking place?
We got registration from 8 to 12, and then the car show will be from 12 to 6. Trophies will be given out from 5 to 6.
And again, where's the location of that car show?
It's at 3582 South Winery, Fresno, California, 93725, or you can reach me at 559 area code 270-5797.
Chris, you came armed for bear. You've a lot of folks, they're hemming and hawing when I talk to them, but you've just got all kinds of information. You did great.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Chris. And so are you here to, as we're recording this, I should mention, we're at the Inner City Outreach office right at Tulare and E Street, the one I had mentioned at the beginning of the program. That's where we're recording the program. Bruce, of course, is very busy because he's got lots of stuff coming up this weekend. He's on the phone. That's why we're just going on without him. Are you picking up some merchandise here today?
Actually, I am. The county just purchased a new car. They did all the graphics on a car for code enforcement. And also I'm picking up shirts for the show that we're having. They did the shirts for us.
Great. So then again, I mentioned the entrepreneurship part of the Inner City Outreach. There's the entrepreneurship. There's a full-blown print operation just on the other side of where we're here sitting right now.
Absolutely. What they've done for us in the past, it has been anything that's been happening in our community, Malaga County Water District, in our district area. Pastor Hood and his employees here have done all the work for us. I wish they would get into trophies and all that other stuff, and we would purchase from them.
Bruce, what do you think you want to get into the trophy business? All the car shows you do, it would only make sense.
I don't know if I can do any more. the Jesus business is enough to keep you running 100 miles an hour every day.
Well, a pastor only works an hour on Sunday. What do you do the rest of the week?
Who told you that?
It's a lie.
You hear this phone ringing? It rings like it all day.
And there he goes answering the phone again.
Yes, he is. He's a busy man.
That's terrific. So what is the name of your car club down there?
There's no car club. Actually, I work for Malaga County Water District. I'm the inspector out there. And what happens is about 13 years ago, they asked me to take over because I had an old car, take over and have a car show in addition to the Fiesta Day that we have there, which was a little program of Fiesta thing going on. And we added the car show to it, and I've been doing it since then. So I'm in charge of advertising the show, going around passing flyers at different shows, and that's pretty much how Pastor Hood and I kind of hooked up.
You've been working together for what, a few years now?
A few years now. Him and I have been working back and forth doing, I do his shows, he does my shows, and anything I need he does for me.
Great. So you show up and help him at his gigs, he shows up and helps you.
Absolutely, yeah. He's a good man out here. You know, there's a lot of negative things going in our community, and we forget all the positive things. We just need to look at the cup half full, not half empty.
There you go. Well, it sounds like, Chris Lopes, it sounds like you're part of the solution of the positiveness out there with what you're doing and blessing people with the car show.
Well, thank you. I try to be a positive image out there.
Right. Well, I'll let you pick up your merchandise, and you got to get back to inspecting water in Malaga.
Yes, I do. Thank you very much.
Thank you. How do you inspect water?
Well, what it is, there's a meter, and the state requires that the limit of discharge that goes into our system is Fresno County and Clovis. All the areas have inspectors. What they do, they go around and test the companies that drop water into our system that goes into our plant and gets treated. Well, when the water gets to the plant and it gets treated, it needs to be at a certain level of EC, electric conductivity, which is 950, to be able to be released into the farmers. If it's not, it's the state will not allow us to release it. So they have me patrolling, and people do get fined. And we try to maintain it, and we do test the water. It goes to Twinies downtown, gets tested. We get reports, goes back to the state. It's a big process that people are probably not aware of.
We just turned on the tap, and there it is. But there's a lot of thought and a lot of work that went into that.
Yeah, it sure is. There's a good program out there, and sometimes you wonder where all our dollars are going, but that's stuff that we need to keep.
It's good to know that what's coming out of the tap is safe, and not every nation in the world can say that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
All right. Well, God bless you, sir. Thanks, Chris, for visiting with us. Continued success in the car shows, and bless you for your giving heart.
Well, thank you. He has blessed me. That's why I'm able to do other things.
Yeah. All right, Chris, I'll let you grab your merchandise. I'm just going to have to get him off the phone. That's all there is.
Yeah, that would do that, yeah.
Well, Bruce, you're running around like a crazy person today, but then it's like that most every day with your ministry. And now you want me to talk to somebody else. Are you avoiding me today?
Well, I'm trying to get my marbles together. And if you talk to someone else, that'll give me an opportunity to get my marbles together.
Okay. Well, I'll talk to somebody else while you gather your marbles there then.
Good deal.
We got Charlie Ray right now. Charlie, you've been on the broadcast before, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Now, you're the man. Your name has come up a bunch of times on the broadcast. You're Bruce's cousin.
Yes, I am.
And you came out here, a few years ago from Arizona, right?
3 years to be exact.
And I understand you've had some health issues recently?
A couple of them. I had cancer, and we got that taken care of. Then about a week ago, I had to go get a bypass. And today I'm feeling much better. Thank you, God.
You had a heart bypass a week ago?
Yes, a week ago.
And you're back working in the printing at Inner City Outreach today?
How good is God?
Wow. Wow. None would have ever guessed you had a heart bypass within the last week and a half.
Just matter of fact, it was last weekend.
Wow. That's a...
Saturday, I went to the hospital on Friday, got out of there Sunday. Took a couple of days off and came back to work.
A couple of days off after bypass surgery. Wow, are you Superman or something?
I'm trying to keep up with my cousin.
got to make sure Bruce is on the right path.
Yeah, he kept me on the right path.
That's it.
Yeah, from what I understand, you had a rough time in Arizona, and you came out here and got hooked up with your cousin Bruce in the ministry, and it kind of helped put you on the right road.
It did me a world of good. I thank God for the opportunity that he was giving me to redeem myself, and I'm doing really good right now, and I appreciate everything that was done for me. And I give all the glory to God.
Now, you just mentioned briefly the cancer business, too. What kind of cancer?
I had bone cancer, leukemia cancer.
What kind of treatment did you have?
Chemotherapy. I did about a month and a half of chemo.
How did you deal with that?
That gave me energy, too.
It gave you energy?
Yeah, chemo gave me energy for some reason. Everybody's telling me they was getting sick. I went and got chemo. Every time I went and got chemo, I felt better.
Did you lose any hair?
No, I think I gained some. I think I gained some.
Charlie Ray, I think I want to be like you when I grow up.
I think you already grown up.
I'm still working on it, and so is God.
And so am I.
So when I came into the office waiting for Bruce to show up, you were over there hard at work in the printing business. What were you guys working on today?
We're printing some signs for a LaBelle company, a digging company, tree digging. Okay. We're doing about 100 signs for them, and we just done some T-shirts for Malaga, the one guy you was talking to, Chris. And we do a little things for other people and try to keep above water.
So is business in the printing part of inner city, is it pretty regular?
In the summer, yes. In the winter, it slows down a little bit.
I guess what? More outdoor events and stuff requiring more T-shirts and banners and stuff like that?
Yes, and more reunions.
So again, if you've got printing needs coming up in the slower autumn and winter months, you definitely want to get a hold of the printing business at Inner City Outreach. You can do that through Bruce Hood in the 559 area code, 978-5469. 978-5469. You got to keep Charlie Ray busy.
Sure do. I could sure use the work. Come on in.
Chemotherapy gave you more energy. Heart bypass took a couple of days off, and now you're back at work.
And I feel pretty good. Thank God.
Wow. Praise God. That is, you were one of the, well, there you go, listener. Charlie Ray was one of the folks we prayed for over the month, so I guess something must have worked.
It really did. And when they found out I went in the hospital, they prayed for me that weekend. And I was out, like I said, I was out Sunday, ready to go back to work, but they wouldn't let me go back to work for a couple of days.
Have you always been this resilient?
No. I'm usually just like to kick back and relax. But these last months with this chemo and this and the bypass, I seem to have more energy.
Wow.
I got energy like a little kid now.
Wow, that is, only in God's economy could somebody come out of bypass and chemotherapy with more energy.
Yes.
That's a big praise God.
Yes, it is. Thank God.
Well, I sure am glad you made the trip out from Arizona to Fresno, California.
You ain't the only one. You and my whole family was glad I made it out here.
Yay.
Yeah, they came out and seen me we had a reunion for my birthday. They came out, they surprised me and came out here. It was a good weekend.
Good deal. Good deal. Well, thanks. Thank you, Charlie. Appreciate visiting with you, and God bless you, and I guess I'll probably run into you tomorrow at one of the locations.
I hope so.
I'm going to be out at Villa Margarita capturing some audio.
I think I'll be there, too.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll say hi then.
We will do that.
Okay. I will say hi if I see you.
All right. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you, Charlie. Wow. What a story. And finally, we got him off the phone for just a few minutes to actually talk to us. It's the founder and the director of Feed My Sheep Ministries, Bruce Hood. Now, you're always busy, but you're especially busy because as we're recording this, as I mentioned, at Inner City Outreach, you've got a couple of things tomorrow. You're going to have a presence at the car show in Malaga, as we heard about, but you've also got the big, big, big event at the Villa Margarita apartment complex in Fresno.
Yes. And then at the end of the day, we'll be in West Fresno at the Hinton Center marching to say no to violence.
Okay, let me get this straight. You probably start off the morning being in Malaga with a car show, probably noonish from what you told me, or early afternoon. You'll be out at Villa Margarita because you've got your team setting everything up out there. In fact, you've got the Southwest PD blocking off Well, that's not, I guess that's more like southeast, isn't it? Well, whatever. Whatever police have jurisdiction over there, they're going to be blocking off the street parallel to Villa Margarita and taking the block party out to the neighborhood.
Exactly. You know, the police is always looking for people that's willing to get out in the community and help with the problems in the community. And so there's some of them that are kind of like partnering with the faith-based community. And what we do is we go out and we set up these block parties and the community comes in and then the church gets to know them. And once the church gets to know them, then all kind of beautiful things can take place. So that's kind of like the plan, and we've watched it work over the years. So tomorrow is just another day.
Wow. So Malaga, for the car show, you'll have a representation there. Obviously, I would think most of your manpower and womanpower is going to be out at the Villa Margarita apartment complex. Hey, if anybody wants to drop by, can they just drop by and see Feed My Sheep in action at the block party there?
Well, sure. Sure, we'll be there. Come by and fellowship with us and eat some good food. I believe at the Villa Margarita, they are actually going to be barbecuing chicken.
Whoa, okay.
Yeah. So, and they got a lot of good side dishes to go with that. There's some women from North Point Church. They'll be out there. And they really stepping forward and stepping up the plate to help out. And so we're expecting to have a great day out there.
For those folks who don't know, located in central Fresno, the Villa Margarita apartment complex, you've been there for about 4 years now, and you have a presence there, and it has made a difference in the community. And in years past, when you've had the block party, you've had it inside the courtyard of the apartment, pretty much just for the folks in the apartment. I say just for the folks. There's probably close to 1,000 folks living in the apartments. But this year, out to the streets. If you want to know where Villa Margarita is, it is on Olive Avenue in central Fresno, just a block or two west of Chestnut. And just follow Olive west of Chestnut. Look to your right on the north-hand side. You'll see Villa I think it's Villa Margaritas, actually. I saw the other day. There's an S at the end of it. Never paid attention to that. And what are the hours that you're going to be out there on Saturday, Bruce?
We'll be there from 10 to 3. 10 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon.
And again, we're talking about, if you're hearing this today, Saturday, 10 to 3 today, Saturday, September 8th. If you're hearing it Saturday afternoon, they're wrapping it up already. If you're hearing it Sunday, it's a done deal already. And, of course, Malaga with the car show that Chris Lopes told us about. And so what? And so after you're done with Villa Margarita, you're heading out to the Hinton Community Center, and you're going to be doing a march out there. What's the story there?
Well, you know, since violence never ceases, it's just continuing on, and there's a lot of good people in West Fresno that are not going to, they're not going to stop, they're not going to give up. You know, and sometimes it appears like our efforts are not doing very much at all. Seems like we're not accomplishing nothing. A lot of people just say, oh, what's the use?
Yeah, it's going to happen anyway, so why expend the energy?
Yeah. But there's a lot of good people in West Fresno that are determined in their heart to continue to get up and do whatever they can.
Did you tell me a few weeks ago when you first were talking about this event that it was a group of women that helped put this together?
Yes, it is. And sometimes, Ken, the women they get a fire built up in them, and you just can't put it out. And I think that's what we have there this Saturday. Is there some women that just got a fire built up in them, and it won't go out? And they're not going to quit marching. They're not going to stop shouting. They're not going to stop stomping their feet. Until something happens.
So the march is to basically bring attention to the fact, like everybody knows about, that there's gangs and there's violence associated with that, and it's basically taking a stand and making a public statement.
Sure it is, and that's that's exactly why I'll be, the reason why I'll be there with them is because they taking a stand for people to say, you know, we've had enough of violence.
It only makes sense since your church is at Lemon and Plumas, right in West Fresno, right in the middle of MODOK gang territory. So it just makes sense that that is your territory.
Amen, brother. That's where God planted us, and that's where we're going to be.
Any idea how many other groups or churches are going to be involved in this, Mark?
I won't know until it happens.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is one you're not actually putting together, but you're going to show up and lend your support to.
That's right. I'm always supportive of anything that's good and healthy for people and for the community.
Good deal. So a very, very busy Saturday for Bruce Hood. If you're listening to this early Saturday morning, pray for Bruce, pray for the ministry. They've got a very full day today with the car show in Malaga, the Villa Margarita Bach Block Party, and then, of course, the march from the Hinton Community Center in West Fresno. So pray. A lot going on. And coming up not too many more weeks from now, you've got your big event out at Manchester Center, don't you?
Oh, that's why I tell you, that thing, it just takes so much preparation, so much detail, so much work. That's why my phone is ringing off the hook right now. Because people getting calling because of that event. And so looks like it may turn out pretty good.
And the date of that again is?
September 29th.
Which would be three weekends from now, Saturday, September 29th. They've dubbed it Soberstock as opposed to Woodstock, where it was sex, drugs, and rock and roll. This is Soberstock, where you're recovering and you're clear-eyed and clear-minded.
Amen.
You got a big car show out there, and you're in the process of, hey, if you've got a car, you'd like to enter in the car show. If you're a motorcyclist and would like to make a run from Manchester Center up Blackstone Avenue, the main heart of Fresno there, all the way up to River Park, yep, at the north end of town. And I guess in years past, Bruce, you've had several hundred motorcycles doing that run.
Yes, we have, Ken. We've had some great turnouts, and it's always been a great success there at Manchester Center. With the Soberstock car show and bike run. And again, our emphasis and what we're targeting is methamphetamine. To say no to methamphetamine and to warn the community about the danger of it.
And it is represented out there every year, including this year. There is many, many, probably dozens of organizations and ministries covering every conceivable angle of recovery and help. And so if you got questions about maybe yourself or maybe someone you know who needs help, well, that's going to be the place to be on the 29th because you're going to make direct contact with those organizations.
I've heard there's probably going to be over 50 or more organizations set up with Booth. Did work with people with problems as such as that, drug problems. So
again, there's another big endeavor to pray for coming up three weekends from now, Saturday the 29th. It'll be Soberstock at Manchester Center. And it always, of course, is the parking lot of Manchester on the east side of Blackstone from Shields Avenue North. And, of course, not too many blocks west of there is where not too long from now we'll be talking about. Are you kidding me? Christmas trees?
Oh, please, don't mention it. One thing at a time.
In addition to everything else you're juggling, weeks ago you began the process of placing the orders for Christmas trees, didn't you?
Yes, I did. We'll wait for that one.
Okay. You're going to be back at the usual spot this year?
Same place, Ken.
Okay. We'll deal with that when we get to that. And, don't have any specific prayer requests this week. Just things have been so crazy. I've got one I'd like to throw out. I don't know if I have permission to give the lady's name, so I'm not going to give her name. But it's someone I know of that the doctor suspects she may have a brain tumor. And he's advised her that if she experiences any dizziness or falling or symptoms of a, quote, stroke, then to go to the hospital. But she's supposed to have some tests to determine that. So the lady in question, well, I don't have her. I can't give you her name, but God knows who she is. And pray for that situation if it's a suspected brain tumor.
And I have one. Belinda has a father that has dementia. cancer. He's had several heart attacks. And she's having, at the same time, a lot of problems out of her son that's on drugs and taking advantage of him. She's asking prayer for her whole situation with her father and then also with her son, that God would get a hold of his heart. And that's all that I have today for prayer requests.
Okay. And Charlie Ray, you're standing by. Just tell us one more time, what does prayer accomplish anything? We're talking to the man who just had bypass surgery last weekend, who's dealt with bone cancer and chemotherapy. Did prayer do anything in your life?
Prayer accomplished a lot. If all the people get together and pray, we'll make this a better world one day.
Amen. Thank you, Charlie Ray, and you know what you're talking about.
Oh, yes. I'm living proof. Thank God.
Thank God. Thank you, Charlie Ray. Bruce Hood, you can reach him in the 559 area code at 978-5469, 978-5469. And with that, since it's a Friday afternoon as we're recording this, you got some food distribution to get hooked into.
That's right. I better get on my way.
Okay. God bless you, Bruce Hood. Always a pleasure.
Thank you too, Ken, and thank all you listeners out there for your support. We just want to pray that that God continue to use you, and that God continue to use Feed My Sheep Ministries.
And of course, thank you for tuning in this week's edition of the broadcast of Feed My Sheep Ministries of Fresno.